Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important higher-tier topics in AQA chemistry, condensation polymerization. This is specification point 7.7, and it's a topic that regularly appears in paper 2. So if you're aiming for those top grades, you absolutely need to master this. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore what condensation polymerization actually is, how it differs from addition polymerization, and most importantly, how to pick up every single mark when this appears in your exam. Let's get started. So, what exactly is condensation polymerization? Well, the name gives us a big clue. In chemistry, condensation means a reaction where two molecules join together and a small molecule is released. In this case, that small molecule is almost always water, H2O. Here's the key concept. Condensation polymerization requires monomers with two functional groups. This is absolutely crucial and worth a mark on its own in many questions. Unlike addition polymerization, where you have one C equals C double bond that opens up, condensation polymerization needs monomers that can react at both ends. For AQA GCSE, you need to focus on one specific type, the reaction between decarboxylic acids and diols to form polyesters. Let me break that down. A dicarboxylic acid has two carboxylic acid groups, that's EOOH end. A diol has two alcohol groups, that's OH at each end. When these react, they form an ester linkage, which is written as minus COO minus, and they release water. Let's visualize this. Imagine you have a dicarboxylic acid, let's say adipic acid, with the structure HOCH CH2 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 COOH. And you have a diol, like ethylene glycol, with the structure HOH2 CH2 OH. When these two monomers react, the OH from the acid and the H from the alcohol combine to form water, and the remaining parts join together through an ester link. The ester linkage is the heart of the polymer. It's formed when the oxygen from the alcohol bonds to the carbon from the carboxylic acid group. This creates that characteristic minus COO minus structure. And because each monomer has two functional groups, the reaction can continue at both ends, building up a long polymer chain. Now, this is where students often get confused, so listen carefully. The key difference between addition and condensation polymerization comes down to products. Addition polymerization produces one product only, the polymer, nothing else. No atoms are lost. But condensation polymerization produces two products, the polymer and a small molecule, usually water. This is a classic comparison question worth 4 to 6 marks. Examiners love to ask you to compare the two mechanisms. Here's how you earn full marks. You must state that addition polymerization involves monomers with a C equals C double bond, while condensation polymerization requires monomers with two functional groups. You must state that addition forms one product, condensation forms two. And you should mention that in addition polymerization, the double bond opens, whereas in condensation, functional groups react and a small molecule is eliminated. Let me give you a top examiner tip. When you're drawing the repeating unit of a polyester, you must show extension bonds. These are the open bonds that pass through the brackets on either side of the repeating unit. They show that the chain continues. If you draw closed bonds or leave OH groups on the ends, you'll lose marks. The repeating unit should show the ester linkage in the middle with open bonds extending from both ends. Another key point for equations. If you're asked to write a balanced equation, remember that for every N monomers of the diol and N monomers of the acid, you produce N repeating units of the polymer and 2N molecules of water. That 2N is important because each ester link releases one water molecule, and you're forming two ester links per repeating unit. Let's talk about exam technique now, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Condensation polymerization questions typically appear as 4 to 6 mark questions, and they test a mix of AO1 recall and AO2 application. Common question styles include, draw the repeating unit of the polymer formed from these monomers. Explain the difference between addition and condensation polymerization, or deduce the monomers used to form this polymer. For drawing repeating units, here's your step-by-step method. First, identify the functional groups on each monomer. Second, remove the atoms that will form water, that's H from the alcohol and OH from the acid. Third, draw the ester linkage connecting the remaining parts. Fourth, put brackets around the repeating unit and draw extension bonds passing through them. Fifth, write a small n outside the bracket to show it repeats. For deducing monomers from a polymer, work backwards. Find the ester linkage, that's your clue. Break the polymer at the ester link. Add OH to the carbonyl-carbon side and add H to the oxygen side. That gives you back your carboxylic acid and alcohol. Now, let's talk about common mistakes, because avoiding these will save you marks. Mistake number one, including a C equals C double bond in the polymer structure. That's addition polymerization, not condensation. Mistake number two, forgetting to show the water molecule in your equation. If the question says write an equation, water must appear on the product side. Mistake number three, leaving OH groups on the ends of your repeating unit instead of showing open bonds. And mistake number four, not balancing the equation correctly. Remember, it's 2N water molecules, not just N. Let's do a quick fire recall quiz to test your understanding. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question one, what type of monomers are required for condensation polymerization? Answer, monomers with two functional groups. Question two, what small molecule is released when a dicarboxylic acid reacts with a diol? Answer, water, H2O. Question three, what is the name of the linkage formed in a polyester? Answer, an ester linkage written as minus OO minus. Question four, how many products are formed in condensation polymerization? Answer, two products, the polymer and a small molecule. Question five, if N monomers of each type react, how many water molecules are produced? Answer, 2N water molecules. Brilliant. Now, before we wrap up, let me leave you with some final top tips for exam success. First, always read the question carefully. If it says, draw the repeating unit, make sure you draw brackets and extension bonds. If it says, draw the structure, you might need to show several repeating units without brackets. Second, use the mark scheme to guide your answer length. A one-mark question needs a brief factual statement. A four-mark question needs four distinct points, so plan your answer before you write. Third, learn your command words. State means give a fact. Describe means say what happens. Explain means say why it happens. So use words like because to link cause and effect. Compare means give similarities and differences. Fourth, practice drawing structures. This is a skill that improves with repetition. Use past papers and mark schemes to check your drawings are accurate. And finally, remember that condensation polymerization is a higher tier only topic, so it will be tested at a higher demand level. Examiners expect precise terminology, accurate structures, and clear explanations. Don't rush, take your time, show you're working. That's it for today's episode on condensation polymerization. I hope this has clarified the key concepts and given you the confidence to tackle any exam question on this topic. Remember, two functional groups, two products, and that all-important ester linkage. If you found this helpful, make sure to review your notes, practice those past paper questions, and test yourself regularly using retrieval practice. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time on GCSE Chemistry Essentials.